I'd like to introduce you to Paul Bruce. Paul has been until recently a Green councillor on the Wellington Regional Council, but I also know him as an activist councillor. So he's been very involved in working in depth with the various communities across the Wellington region, in particular on issues of climate change, wind energy, things like health and safety at the ports, all sorts of things that he's been involved in over his time as a councillor. But he's here to talk to us about our climate manifesto. So I will hand over to Paul.
Tēnā koutou katoa. Thank you, Jan. I would just like to start off with the Australian government has just released this advert, and it's about this absolutely incredible coal mine. It's and company that's doing this is and Downey. So I'm just going to play this.
The Australian government is always proud to be at the cutting edge of innovation. That's why instead of the NBN and renewable energy, we're bringing you the very latest from 19th century technology, coal and rail. Introducing the Carmichael Coal and Rail Project, a coal mine plus a train. Innovation. Once completed, it'll be the hugest new coal mine in the world. Which is grouse, because as we know, coal is good for humanity, whereas renewables cause lightning and child drownings. To make crap, we'll also be guided by the latest in 19th century methodology, colonialism. That's why we're disregarding the protests of the Wangan and Jagalingu traditional owners, who, just like those pesky natives at Standing Rock, are standing firmly in the way of our crap to defend their sacred country and waters from obliteration. By combining crap and colonialism, Australia is getting rid of many great barriers to progress, such as the Great Barrier Reef, which we'll dredge to make room for our expanded coal terminal. It's already half f***ed anyway, and nobody likes to see a job half done. The Great Artesian Basin, which crap will freely drain and contaminate. Crap will also help get rid of our current climate by digging up and burning 2.3 billion tonnes of coal, when we've been warned that the only way to avoid disasters is to keep that shit in the ground. To achieve all this, we've hired an offshore company with extensive experience in human rights abuses, environmental destruction and corruption. Adani. When you put all this together, you can see why crap meets our full four-star fuck you world rating. And that's why we've given crap critical infrastructure status, which allows us to ignore any concerns you might have in order to fast-track it to completion. Why didn't we give the NBN critical infrastructure status? What a silly question. The answer, of course, authorised by the Ministry of 19th Century Solutions for 21st Century Australia.
Yeah, tēnā koutou katoa again. So we've just seen something that's happening in Australia, but other things are going on. Last week, Westpac Bank pulled funding for this massive coal mining project in Australia. Now that is quite significant. In Europe, there are trillions of dollars of divestment that is taking place at the present time. Here in New Zealand, a Zero Carbon Act and a Climate Change Commission proposed by Gen Zero is now being considered in Parliament. And there was a cross-parliamentary Globe New Zealand initiative representing all political parties, and that mapped out emission scenarios for New Zealand with the aim of net zero by 2050. That was 35 MPs from all seven parties. Of course, they actually haven't legislated or adopted any plan yet to go to net zero by 2050. That is what has to happen now. But it is really clear that the main hurdle is not technological, but one of political and social resolve. Our climate declaration is about human flourishing. And this series of talks is marvellous, refocusing our public discourse on values that will allow our civilization to flourish. But I would like to tell you about that fabulous climate declaration we have put together. Our climate declaration is not a petition, but a declaration where you sign up to a different kind of future, one where humanity and nature might be able to flourish. Back in 1972, the Club of Rome warned of limits to growth, making some extreme predictions for this century if we didn't shift away from our consumer corporate-driven economy. They warned of species die-off, global warming, extremes of wealth, nation-state failures, increasing scarcity of resources. This is coming to pass. Dramatic loss of biodiversity, rapid warming. 2014 broke all temperature records in history. Then 2015 was warmer still. Then 2016, even warmer. Three consecutive years breaking all records. We have the Earth globe here. Section of the Arctic. Section of the Arctic has been 10 degrees above the long-term average, some up to 20 degrees. That's the part of the north of our Earth. North of the equator, over the whole northern hemisphere, 2 degrees centigrade above pre-industrial levels. New Zealand also exceeded all long-term records in 2016. And this heat, the heat that's been absorbed, especially in the northern hemisphere, is spreading into the deepest recesses of oceans, the polar ice caps in the north and the south, and the ice shelves. And I say that some of the heat has been coming out of, say, like the Caribbean, but they've now found that heat going down in those currents, sinking down to lower levels, and then they move southwards and they're coming up under the Antarctica ice shelf. So we're reaching tipping points with ice-free Arctic Ocean now absorbing even extra heat. We have kiloton explosions from escaping methane burps in Siberia. They're actually massive explosions. Tropical regions extending away from the equator towards New Zealand and into the North Atlantic, and tropical cyclones are moving closer to New Zealand. Superstorms in the North Atlantic, Hurricane Sandy flooding New York, and a superstorm going over the Philippines. Regular firestorms in many places in continental places like southern Australia, California, and Canada. Acidification of our oceans and a dying Great Barrier Reef. Most recently, the sea temperatures under the massive Totten Glacier in Antarctica was found to be melting from below. That glacier had never ever been visited before about 3 years ago. We know that Totten Glacier is worth about 5 metres of sea level rise if it all melts. And what they found is that sea temperatures were about 2 degrees warmer under the glacier. That was the heat that had come from the tropics. Well, we must rethink growth. Well, citizen power is growing. That's the positive side. We've got this climate declaration, and it is an inspiring one-pager that describes the country we want to be. It looks to a change of values that puts the everyday rights and the needs of people before the profits of corporations. A change that values nature and respects its limits. A change that honours Te Tiriti o Waitangi, that is recognising the holistic worldviews of tangata whenua, their perspective of being intrinsically connected to the earth, the importance of environmental integrity to the health and well-being of communities who sustain themselves from it. A future we create ourselves by acting together, a future where our climate is protected. This declaration opposes the damaging things that are happening and invents, creates and supports the positive alternatives. Biological emissions from agriculture account for almost half of New Zealand's gross emissions, a higher proportion than any other developed country. Fewer dairy cows on the same land feed better on grass, can produce just as much milk with much lower emissions and more profit to the farmer, a win-win. So why are we not doing that? Diversifying away from dairying will also reduce emissions significantly. Forestry also makes a significant contribution to the economy. This provides large carbon sequestration potential, and the sector already sequesters about 30% of gross emissions. Huge efficiency gains can come from technological developments, and up until this time, they're not being used to improve our well-being, but they could. They could give us more time to enjoy the greater freedom of reduced working hours. We can let go of our concern of wealth and growth by adopting more cooperative and participatory, simpler lifestyles. So we can stop the bad stuff and bring on the good. However, we must pressure government as well to get this. We said that this is not a petition and our focus is not on governments. Nevertheless, there are some things that only governments can do, putting a proper price on carbon, negotiating and agreeing with other countries, preparing for refugees. Yes, they're already coming. We've been asking for these things for many years with no result. We believe that when enough people become active in implementing this declaration, it will give governments the courage to act eventually. Emission pricing in the form of a carbon fee can put a dividend back into everyone's pocket. A climate change adaptation and mitigation fund can set timeframes, milestones, progress monitoring. A social consensus can be reached which addresses people's fears. Cares for the whānau introduce changes with compassion and empathy and clarifies those many co-benefits that are there. Action is framed in terms of the values people share, human values that include community, creativity, family and the natural world. Creative projects are fulfilling, and the challenge of building the new world can be meaningful. And any scarcity of goods should be managed by scaling up the sharing economy. Thus, our climate declaration is a tool for not just climate protection, but for creating a flourishing culture respectful of nature, life, and humans. It describes the world you want by signing you join us to make it happen. It will come about if enough of you share it in your communities, our workplaces, our local government, in our schools, hospital, churches, clubs. We can make a world possible with our climate declaration. Thank you. Yeah, it's just one word, ourclimatedeclaration.org.nz, but if you Google for our climate declaration, you'll get it immediately. But there's many other countries that are doing similar things to this, and they have different wording. And I think that the wording of this one is particularly good, and there's been the brightest people here in New Zealand have spent some time crafting it to make it inclusive and engaging. And I think that, I forgot to say that this is going to be launched. It isn't launched yet, but it's going to be launched in Auckland as at the 18th or 17th, the Sunday of June next month, but we'll have a launch, simultaneous launch in Wellington. And so if people were keen to help myself to organise the simultaneous launch in Wellington, I'll be very keen to have your help.